Heading, Cautions to the Bible Instructor. Subheading, Personal Work More Taxing. Women, as well as men, are needed in the work that must be done. Those women who give themselves to the service of the Lord, who labor for the salvation of others by doing house-to-house work, which is as taxing as, and more taxing than, standing before a congregation, should receive payment for their labor. Manuscript 149, 1899. Subheading, Avoid Overwork. There is danger that the women connected with the work will be required to labor too hard without proper periods of rest. Such severe taxation should not be brought upon the workers. Some will not injure themselves, but others who are conscientious will certainly overwork. Periods of rest are necessary for all, especially women. Letter 61, 1896. Subheading, We Are Mortal. Brother Blank, I hope you will be very careful of Sister Blank's health. Do not allow her to work too much on the nerve-taxing strain. You will understand what I mean. She needs to understand that we are mortal, and that if we are not careful of our health, we may lose it. Letter 44, 1900. Subheading, When to Act Independently. There are circumstances under which it is proper for a woman to act promptly and independently, moving with the decision in the way she knows to be the way of the Lord. The wife is to stand by the side of the husband as his equal, sharing all the responsibilities of life, rendering due respect to him who has selected her for his lifelong companion. Manuscript 17, 1891. Subheading, Avoid Praising Men and Familiarity. I am pained when I see men praised, flattered, and petted. God has revealed the fact that some who receive these attentions are unworthy to take his name into their lips. Yet they are exalted to heaven in the estimation of finite man, who reads only from outward appearance. My sisters, never pet and flatter poor, failing, erring men, either young or old, married or unmarried. You know not their weaknesses, and you know not but these very attentions and this profuse praise may prove their ruin. I am alarmed at the short-sightedness, the want of wisdom, that many manifest in respect to this familiarity. Married men who accept the attention, the praise, and petting of women should be assured that the love and sympathy of this class is not worth the obtaining. It is valueless. Again, I urge upon you the necessity of purity in every thought, in every word, in every action. We have an individual accountability to God, an individual work which no one can do for us. It is to make the world better by precept, personal effort, and example. While we should cultivate sociability, let it not be merely for amusement, but for a purpose. There are souls to save. Review and Herald, November 10, 1885.